I know that I don't understand very well your language.
También ustedes conmigo.
And I know that you don't understand mine.
Pero con el Espíritu de Dios.
But with the Spirit of the Lord.
Nos entendemos.
We can understand each other.
En este momento quiero entonar algunos cantos, aunque es un poco difícil.
At this moment I would like to sing some songs.
Porque no me ayuda a mí.
It is a little difficult for me because I have.
Pero lo voy a hacer para la gloria de Dios.
I'm going to sing to the glory of God.
El canto voy a cantar que dice así. No quiero volver al mundo a pecar.
The song says that I'm not going to come back to the world and sin.
Pues sabemos que vivimos en el mundo.
We know that we live in this world.
Pero nosotros estamos con Jesús.
But we are with Jesus.
Aparte del mundo.
Separated from the world.
Por eso este canto dice.
So the song it says.
No quiero volver al mundo a pecar.
I don't want to go back into the world and sin.
Pero tengo que quitar esto. Sigue porque se me olvidó.
He's taking notes. Along.
Dice, cuando el sol deja de. Pues no, es otro.
Okay, he changed his mind. He's going to so sing it.
Mire.
Okay, this song is says the Lord of Lords.
Dice así. El Señor de señores. Es el rey de los reyes, es el dios de los dioses, es el príncipe de paz. El Señor de señores, es el rey de los reyes. es el Dios de los dioses, es el príncipe de paz. Hoy tenemos la luz que refleja nuestros pies, nos ofrece la salud con su ternura. Mi Jesús, la eterna luz, que murió por mí en la cruz, que me ofrece la salud con tierno amor. ¿Uno más? ¿Qué es?
Dios no está puesto, ¿no?
Cuando el sol en el mundo no alumbra. Sí,
the other song, it says, when the sun is not going to shine.
Cuando el sol en el mundo no alumbrará, ni la luna no dará su resplandor y amar. Las estrellas del cielo caerán, las potencias se conmoverán. La señal de Cristo ya verán, resplandor eterno alumbrará, reunirán al pueblo de Israel, reinarán con Cristo el Salvador. La venida del justo al mundo verán, las señales del fin todo verán. La señal de Cristo ya verán, resplandor eterno alumbrará, reunirán al pueblo de Israel, reinará con Cristo el Salvador. Pero el día ni la hora nadie puede saber, ni los ángeles del cielo no pueden saber, sino solo el Padre Creador. Cuando Cristo en las nubes vendrá, la señal de Cristo ya verán, resplandor eterno alumbrará, reunirán al pueblo de Israel, reinarán con Cristo el Salvador. Gracias. Gracias.
Gracias, Pastor. Brother Vicente could sing all afternoon, and all the songs that he would sing, he has written himself. Sometimes he'll be out walking to his work or from his work or in the field at work, and there will come into his heart and into his mind the inspiration for one of these songs. He'll hear it in his mind. And he hurries home and begins to pick out the music on his guitar until he has learned it. And then he likes to practice it. Those of us who stay in his home from once in a while, he likes to practice at 3:30 in the morning. Last night when he was thinking of singing today and making that plan, he wanted a guitar and he wanted to practice, and Placido, who's staying in the same room, said, not until tomorrow. No guitar tonight. In 1970, when I went back to Yucatan for the first time in many years with Brother Leon Yates, I went to Yobain for the first time in my life, and I met a young boy, 7 years old. He was a godly young boy. He lived in a godly family. His desire was always for the Lord. I remember 19 years ago, his baptism. I remember as he grew in understanding and wisdom, always with his desire to God. When he came to the United States for the first time, he came to Phoenix. And then we drove out here to Independence. And we, Jay and I, thought, you know, we'll show him some of the great wonders of the world. We took him to some of the seven wonders of the world. He wasn't even interested. All he wanted to do was get with the church people. His desires to God. And to make his life with the people of the Church of Christ. He's the pastor of the church in Yobain. He is the leader of our young people's activities in all of the Yucatan Peninsula. He goes twice a month to visit other congregations and help the young people there. It gives me great pleasure this afternoon to introduce our speaker, Brother Placido Coyoc.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's a real pleasure for me to be here in the house of the Lord. When I came here the first time, in the United States, some people told me this is the best state of the United States. But for me, the best place is this, where we are in the house of the Lord. So I'm very happy to be here, and I would like to give the greetings of all the brothers and sisters there, especially in Yobain where I live, especially from the young people. We had a camp there, and all the young people were, they told me to give their greetings to each one of you, because we know that we are a big family. Now we feel closer to each one of you. It's a blessing that the Lord give us this opportunity to be here, and some of you are able to go there, so it makes us most closer to each other. When I left home, my father told me, especially my father told me that he wants to give, to say hello to each one of you. He always remembered his visit here. He told me that those days were the best in his life. So, and my daughter told me also, don't forget to give my greetings to the brothers there. Okay, so it's a real pleasure for me to be here. I want to speak about this afternoon about a victorious life. We know as people that sometimes we have problems, we have troubles in our life, but God has called us to be a victorious life. I'm going to tell you a situation. One time, some football players constructed a giant, a big one, with his a uniform of American football. Okay, the coach was telling to the players, "We're going to win because we're not alone. We have one more." They constructed a this giant to motivate them to win, and they say we're going to win. So this team wants to win, but we know in the life we have trials, we have problems in each part of our life. But we know that only Christ can give us the victory in all the parts of our life. The Bible tells us that the devil wants to overcome us. So the first part in this sermon, we're going to see that we are not alone. We are not alone. A question. How would you feel if you are alone in a strange country? How would you feel if you are completely alone in a strange country? Without seeing your friends, your families, your relatives. But we know that we are not really alone. We're going to speak about a story in the Bible. Let's see in Genesis 39, chapter 39. Genesis 39. Genesis chapter 39, verse 1 to 6. Okay, I'm going to invite my brother John to read this part. Genesis 39, 1 to 6.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not anything he had save the meat which he did eat. And Joseph was a handsome person and well favored.
In this part, we can see this the story of this man Joseph. As you probably know, in this story, Joseph had many problems, trials in his life. He was sold by his brothers, by his own brothers. He was a slave in a strange country. But we can read in the scriptures that says in verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph. In this part, it tells us that wherever we are, it doesn't matter what problem, what trial you have, the Lord is with us to help us. Sometimes when we have problems, when we have trials in our lives, it's easy to think that God is not with us. But we know that when we have problems, when we have trials, the Lord is with us. For what? To help us. To give us the resolution of this problem. We don't know when or how, but the Lord knows it. And that's the important thing. So we can see in this story that Joseph was a faithful servant, even though he was in jail, but his faith remained before the Lord. In this way, we think that we are not alone among our problems, our needs. As I told you, it's easy to think that the Lord is not with us when we have problems. And it's easy to say, why happened to me these things? But we know, according to this part, that when we have problems, we have trials in our lives, God is always with us to help us, to give us the strength, to give us the peace that we need. Then we can imagine what Joseph felt when he was in a strange country, without the hope, seeing his family, his friends, his relatives. He had a lot of problems. But what we can see, that the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with him. So, today is the same. God has called us to win, the battle. He always gives us the opportunity to be strong. Many times when we have problems, trials in our lives, it is to make us strong, is to know him better. But what do we need to do when we have problems, when we have trials in our life? It tells us in Hebrew. Let's see in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16. In Hebrew chapter 4, Okay, it says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, what we're going to do when we have problems, when we have trials? Many people in Mexico, and maybe here is the same, when they have problems in their lives, when they have troubles, they stop going to church. But this is not the way to solve the problems. It tells us here that let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's what the Bible tells us. When we need help, the Lord is going to give us. Not as our friends in this world. Maybe you have many friends. I have many friends in my country, and some of them are very rich. But sometimes when we need help, they don't help you. And that's the way of the world. But with the Lord, when we need help, He's there to help us. He's available always to help us, wherever we are. What we need to do is to come boldly into the throne of grace. To come. We can receive the blessings, and we can solve our problems if we come to the Lord to obtain and find grace to help in time of need. I know that all of us have needs, special needs, sometimes when you are sick. What do you do? Sometimes we usually forget the Lord, or the opposite. We usually remember the Lord just when we are sick, when we have troubles in our lives. But what happens when the problems and we are not sick? We usually forget. We usually forget Him. But the important thing that God never forget us. He always remembers us. Okay. But we need to look for Him. We need to go to His throne of grace. Okay, this is the first part, that to live a victorious life, the first part is to know that we are not really alone. We have someone to help us the 24 hours of a day. He is there to help us. We are not alone. And that's for the young people also. Sometimes when they have problems, when they have trials in their lives, they feel alone. But that's not true. But that's not true. God is with them if they come, if they serve the Lord. Now we know then that when we have problems, we have trials in our lives, what we need to do is to come to the Lord, to be closer to the Lord. That's the time you need to be closer to the Lord. If not, you're going to be far every day. Now, the second point is this kind of life that we serve the Lord, we make an effort, we forget the things of the world. It's an effort, but because as human being, sometimes we want to do the things that the Lord doesn't like. But we know that we need to follow His commandments. So we need we make an effort every day to be faithful. We say no to many things in our lives. But these things, it is worthwhile for what reason? Can you imagine a question? What price can you give to your life? What price can you give to your body? What is the price? The scientists say that it's not too many dollars, just for a body, for skin, for bones. But what price God give us? God has given a high price to our life. Why? Because He died for us. He has given a high price to our life. Then He died. He came into this world and died for us in the cross. Let's see Ephesians. Chapter 1, verse 7. Okay, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of His sin according to the richness of His grace. Now we know that He has paid a high price to our life, because he came and died for us, for the forgiveness of our sin. Sometimes we think that we don't deserve the things that the Lord gave us. Why? Because we are sinners. We are people that are difficult to love. But God loves us so much that he died for us. Now, it's worthwhile. It is worthwhile because now we know that God has given a high price to our life. Let's see another part. James 1:12. James 1, verse 12. And here is the point that we can read this. 12. Blessed the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Here in this part we can realize that blessed the man that endured the temptation. Is it not easy? But God tells us that we need to overcome the temptation with his power. Blessed the man, he says, that endured the temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. We know that after the problems, after the trials in our lives, we're going to receive many blessings. I have seen this in my life, that when I had some problems in my life, I was thinking, as a human being, oh, the Lord is not with me now, but I was praying a lot. And I learned that God loved me so much. And I know him better. I know that after the problems, after the trials we can have in our lives, the Lord is going to give us a blessing. Sometimes it's a way to give us a blessing. Sometimes when we feel completely alone, When we have some temptations, difficult temptations, we need to remember what Joseph learned. That the Lord really is with us. This is going to serve us to be closer to him. We're going to remember this story. And we're going to see in Revelation 3:5. It says, he that overcometh this, the same shall be clothed in a white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. God has called us to overcome. Those who have overcome are going to receive the eternal life. We need then to know that God has called us to overcome, like the team I told you at first. They are available. They are ready to win. They are In their minds, they want to win. So, as Christians, we know that God has called us to win. To win, because He gave us the good tools to win this battle. Why? We have the prayer. We have the church. We have the ministers. I really appreciate the work the ministers are doing here with the young people. And I want to encourage them to take advantage of this time they have, because we know that we have a short time. We're not going to say tomorrow or next year. No. How lucky they are, because the young people now they are getting information about the church. They are learning. When I grew up, I didn't have these opportunities. I would like to be 16 so I can participate in the camp. But when I grew up, we didn't have these things. At that time, I was sad because we didn't have a fellowship with other brothers, because we used to live far from town and just a family. But now, after years, God has given us a great blessing. Now we have a church building, we have young people, we have the children's, and that's a great blessing. Something that it is hard for us to believe. But when we pray to the Lord and we think that He's going to give us the blessing, He's going to make it in our lives. So I have seen this, that when we serve the Lord, He's going to give us these things in our life. Sometimes, someday, God will tell us about our difficulties. Many people say, why do I have this? Why do I have many problems? But someday God will tell us why, about our difficulties and our proofs that we have in life. The third part is that we know that there is someone who wants to help us. Let's see in James 4:7. It says, chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What we're going to do? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. We know, as I told you before, when we have problems, when we have trials, we not need to approach to God. We need to serve Him with more effort. So, because it says, when we submit ourselves before God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. When we have problems, we pray to the Lord and we serve the Lord more, and the problems will be solving little by little. So we know that to have a victorious life, we need help. It's not easy. It's not easy to have a victorious life, but we need help. We don't know exactly what God wants us to do, but we know that He helped us to find out what He wants us to do in our lives. So, to follow Christ and to have a victorious life is not easy, because we have an enemy, which is this enemy, the devil. He always wants to give us problems in our lives. I have seen this in my life, because when I have activities at church, we usually have someone at home who is sick. After the activities, all of things are going well. So I have seen that this is the trials that we have in our lives. So the devil give us these problems. So we know that to have a victorious life is not easy. But we know that we have someone to help us. We know that God is going to help us wherever we are. It doesn't matter what problem you have, what difficult problem you have, but the Lord is going to help us. The important thing is to know that the devil wants to destroy us. He doesn't like to see the young people learning. He doesn't like to see the church growing. He doesn't like to see the improvement of the God's work. He wants to destroy, especially the faithful servants. But we know that God has called us to win. We're going to win. Why? Because we know that we have help. Help in the time of need. Help when you really need it. God is going to help us. I have seen this in my life, because I remember one time when I arrived in my house at 9:30 at night. My wife was she was waiting for me, and she told me, "Do you know, our daughter is sick. She has a high fever. What are we going to do?" At night, I live in a small town, and we don't have doctors there. We need to rent a taxi and go to another town. So I told her, "We're going to pray to the Lord. He's going to help us." And I touched my daughter, and she had a high fever, a high temperature. So we kneel, and I anointed her, and and that's the truth, what I'm going to say, that in five minutes after this prayer, I touch her and the temperature completely gone. And it's really a blessing from the Lord, because I know that I have help in a time of need. In the time I need, God is available to help me. And that's only one of the blessings that I have seen from the Lord. That's why I know that God is there to help us in a time of need. But it's not only in this time God is helping us, but God helps us in a time of spiritual need. Because I have seen blessings, especially to the young people there. For example, this last camp, we had a young man there. His name is Jose. He likes to attend. He was attending to the camps that we have. With this one, we have fourth. He was attending to the fourth camp. He was praying to the Lord. He has had many experiences, and I know that he's going to be baptized soon, because God has called him in a special way. One time, he was working on the farm completely alone. He was working there, and he heard a voice. He heard a voice say, "Jose," and he thinks that someone is calling him, and nobody was there. And another time, he heard that voice. That boy was different, because it touched his heart. He was crying, and I know that the Lord was calling him. And after this camp, he was deeply touched, because he was crying. So he had this experience, and in this way, I think that the Lord is available to help us in a time of need, because this young man needs help to make a decision to serve the Lord. So today, I think that the Lord is doing the work, not only with our people there in Mexico, but with you here. So I encourage the young people to participate, to continue serving the Lord, to think about his baptism, because we don't have time. We don't have time. We don't know when we're going to die. I remember one of my friends. His name is John. I was speaking to him for many years. He says, "Placido, it's good what you're saying. I know that it's correct. I know that it's good. But wait, I am only 16. I need 3 more years. I'm going to work to get a job and work for 3 years. After 3 years, I'm going to be baptized." I was sad. But he went. He went to another town and get a job. But a month later, I heard that he was on an accident while he was going to work. He had an accident. He died. I saw my friend John again, but in a funeral. So I couldn't speak with him. This made me think that the time is short. The things that are easy for the young people who think, I have time. I need to work. I need to get a career. I need to get a better job. I need to make more money. But the important thing that we need to do is to serve the Lord, to have a victorious life, to have a good life in this world. We have seen in many experiences that if a person don't follow Christ, his life means nothing. When he has problems, he doesn't know how to solve them, his life is destroyed. I know a man in Merida. He's the owner of the large department stores. He's a good man. He studied at the good schools. He studied here in the United States at Harvard University. He was studying there. He's a good man. He's with a great knowledge. But he had many problems. He had many problems in his life. He didn't know how to solve these problems. And what happened? This man killed his wife. He didn't know how to solve the problems. Now, where is he now? In jail. The devil destroyed his life. Why? Because he didn't follow Christ. He rejected to believe in Christ. Now, how lucky we are, we have the opportunity to serve the Lord, to teach our children, to make an effort. I'm thankful to the Lord and my father that he taught me how to serve the Lord. Sometimes I had weakness, but he's always telling me, he's always speaking to me frankly. He says that he told me one, I remember one time he told me, oh, if you want to live in my house, you're going to do what I'm going to tell you. You're going to kneel where I am kneel. You're going to do what I do. So I think it was hard for me, but it makes me to think of my life, and now I'm thankful to the Lord and for him that he teach me in the right way, I think. He spoke to me clearly. So I think that we need to teach our children. Sometimes the people in Mexico think that I'm not going to tell my daughter about the gospel, but she's little. We're going to wait some years. But we need to teach them every day, every time in our lives. And now that's my prayer, that my daughter can grow up in this church. I'm praying to the Lord that he's going to continue serving the Lord. Now she knows how to pray. She knows how to sing, and she likes the church. But I don't know, in 5 years more, in 10 years more, but I ask the Lord to give me the opportunity to be with them, to help her. So we're going to read in the Book of Mormon, in the first book of Nephi, chapter 76. First book of Nephi, chapter 1, verse 76. It says, 76, wherefore let us be faithful in keeping the commandments of the Lord. It's a short part, but it has the main part. We need to be faithful keeping the commandments of the Lord. We need to be faithful. We need to continue. We need to seek for the victory over the world, against the devil, against the problems that we have. If you have problems, we need to be closer to God, because we know that now we are not alone. God is always available to help us. We know that we have someone to help us. We have more than a friend. So we need to keep his commandments. We have another one in the second book of Nephi, chapter 1, verse 123. Second book of Nephi, chapter 1, verse 123. It says, and be faithful into his word, and choose eternal life according to the will of his Holy Spirit. In these words, it tells us that we need to be faithful in the words of God. And to choose eternal life. We need to choose the eternal life. Because it's easier for the people in this world to choose the wrong way. We have seen this with the children. I don't know what the if it's the same here, but the children there, if they hear a bad word one time, rapidly they learn. But they hear the word of God every Sunday, every day, they don't learn. So it's easy to choose the wrong way. We need to choose the eternal life according to the will of His Holy Spirit. So we have now the opportunity to have a good life, to have a victorious life. Our life, it would be better if we follow Christ. The young people, maybe they want to, someday they want to have a family. If they want to have a victorious life, a good life, what do they need to do? They need to follow Christ. They need to repent and be baptized and endure to the end. So that's the things they need to do. If we don't do these things, what are we going to do? We're going to do like the man I was telling you that he was very rich. He has a good education, and for my friend John, he had this. He had the opportunity, but he rejected it. So I know that today we have the opportunity. We have the reunions. We have the activities. We have many opportunities to follow Christ. So take this opportunity to all the young people. They need to follow, to take advantage of this time. The time is short. We don't have time to think about. We need to serve the Lord. Okay? My dear brothers, it has been a real pleasure to have this opportunity to be before God and before you. I really appreciate your love for us. I want to thankful to all of you for your love, for your attention, and maybe I didn't have the opportunity to shake your hand of each one of you, but from here I'd like to say that I love each one of you. God bless you, and thank you very much for your attention.